testing 一二三四，好 ，OK， 几点钟？哦，即系有声噶咯，而家得。各位早晨啊，咁而家第二系。
播已经做啊，我播咗。先埋阿国师支麦啊，帮手
大茶色。testing 一二三四。
系啦
，OK。
我已经
做
咗
个样
啊。
好好好。
PassionTimes.hk
香港处于中美夹缝之中，低头认命会被人压扁，抬头睇天下捞世界，反而可以左右逢源，游刃有余。陈云近闻之，中横看天下。
呢度系香呢个早晨特别节目，咁就系讲呢个吓《以时报》二台嘅早晨特别节目。咁个就有个小小嘅坏消息，就系国师就塞车，所以就暂时未嚟到住。咁你可以望，即系观众系可以望见，你系尽量转翻去嗰四个 screen 啦。当然即系技术问题，我哋冇可能俾个四声道俾你听。咁有聲出嗰個應該係 Fox， 即係左上左下角嘅。
而家未開曬嘅，你想開邊個就開邊個都得嘅。
嚇、啊，開住左下角咯。不過其實一係就左上《海峽時報》咯，即係講翻本地嗰個 stream。
Large here because 90% of North Korea's trade is with China. They have to participate in the sanctions and the maximum pressure, or it ultimately doesn't work.
Yeah, you're right, and the senator's right that the economic sanctions have played a role, and the tough talk and the tough action that President Trump has put into place with China does have an effect.
同你傾下偈先啦，譬如阿
哥。好好好。
喂，依幾個台，或者佢哋而家講嗰啲咧，係咪新加坡嗰啲？
左上角嗰個叫做《海峽時報》，就係新加坡本地嘅電視台。當然，其實應該係一個即係差唔多，其實係一個同官台差唔多冇分別嘅啦。
即係嗰啲 CCTV 嗰啲。
係啊係啊。咁、你左下边嗰个系 Fox 嘅新闻啦，但系好有趣啦，你揾到个 stream 系一个即系地区即系凤凰城嘅台嚟，其实系，不过冇所谓啦，佢都系直播揾呢单嘢啦。咁右上角啊，都要有彩彩，其实即系如果用翻意识形态左右派嘅话，其实应该调翻转嘅，应该即系右上角嗰个其实系一个英国卫报嘅一个 stream 嚟噶啦，咁系。即係其中一個英國最左嘅媒體，但係其實佢公信力係有翻咁上下，即係你話啊 fake news 都好，佢算係有質素嘅 fake news。咁最後尾一個右下係 Channel News， 其實應該係一個都係亞洲嘅新聞台嚟噶啦，喺東南亞嘅新聞台嚟噶啦。
會唔會話親邊一邊㗎？有冇話？
冇乜特別，我都要 check 清楚呢個係。一般香港嗰啲收費電視台應該都個 package 應該都會包呢個台嘅就。
我哋可以聽少少個評論啫。
係咯，聽住，因為你見到 Fox 嗰度係佢係有啲嘉賓喺度評論緊，其他嗰啲人可能就係、佢有個畫面，我估佢個即係佢呢啲應該有啲 anchor 喺度講緊，推測會有啲咩樣嘅事喺後邊發生啦。
Column B is a military confrontation with the United States, which North Korea will lose.It will be the end of the regime.
咦，去上边《海峡时报》嗰度啊，真尽量，因为见到佢系好似即紧 photo call， 去嗰把声。咁而家就即系阿侵与阿金就。take photo call 啦，喺度即系呢啲即系当然系一啲行礼如仪嘅事情，咁但系一定要做嘅事啦。咁当然身即系侵嘅身体语言就好有趣啦，即系好似佢当自己嘅主人咁样嘅，咩请你入去咁样。咁系就咁影相添，甚至连讲几句场面说话都冇。
Two leaders came out and met each other in the middle for a historic handshake.
Mm-hmm.
咁如果我哋呢度而家有台灣嘅網友嘅話，都有處地方可以，即係除咗我哋做直播之後，都可以你可以另外開即係另一個網嚟到聽另一把聲嘅。咁公視嗰度 YouTube 係有直播嘅，咁佢仲有一個Facebook 網站叫韓半島新聞平台，佢係一齊去評論呢件事嘅。
暫時最快，
但嗰個網，但嗰個 YouTube 網站係台灣地區睇到嘅啫，香港係睇唔到嘅。咁呢個只係 for 台灣網友 only 啫。
按個網速咧，似乎係海峽時報嗰個速度最快。
係係係，嚇
入咗去啦。而霍士咧，佢自己有另外一個 cam
嘅。
我哋睇翻大嘅呢個。阿國師有冇話大約在幾耐到到咧？
冇講。
係
各位，因為其實佢通常都係。揸即係都係有人揸車送佢嚟嘅，通常係嚟呢度錄節目，但係即係佢我諗佢唔記得咗九點鐘開始嗰個翻工時間嚟咯。
哦，即係比較少係呢個翻工時間嘅呢個時間係過嚟呢邊哦。係
啊，
咁就即係稍微遲咗啊。不過好彩都仲未正式會談嘅，有少少畫面嘅。
唔
係咁，
係會談噶啦，佢閉門啊嘛。咁我哋大家就喺度估到底發生咩事咯。
Has been waiting for.
落去霍士嗰度，霍士嗰度。
For their one-on-one. They shook hands and now they sit down. The media will be ushered out in just a bit so that they can sit there and talk with only their translators as the witnesses to this bit of history. Jason, there's been a lot made of the president's team. Oh, wait, let's listen in. I think we've got some audio here.
張董好似唔啱坐咁樣，坐得唔係舒服。
好。
We find so often with
with this president, when the media is told time's up and it's time to get out, they're still shouting questions often, the press corps with the president, and that is often when we get some of the most interesting comments from him. A little bit there, a little bit of a chuckle and a lighthearted moment as he said he would answer some questions. It appears that Kim Jong-un had a discussion they wanted to have, but that wasn't going to happen while the media was there. So they have been ushered out, and now we will wait as they go behind closed doors. We may hear from them afterwards. We don't know how timely a fashion that will happen. But let's show you the handshake again because it made history just moments ago.
飙翻细声啲啊！我都讲几句啦，咁即系阿参就曾经喺 Twitter 话过，我一分钟之内望见佢眼神，我就知呢个会面系咪成功噶啦。咁你至少见唔到佢话，诶、哎，你都冇诚意嘅，即系你呢个 liars 咁就即系自己拂袖而去，咁最低限度个。就会谈到而家为即系到现时为止呢个关键一分钟之内都冇和到啦。咁今朝话说我起行出发嘅时候，我见到我手机弹咗 Huffington Post 一个 message， 个讲到三不有趣，话呢个系一个独裁者同埋一个不诚实总统嘅一个历史会面。咁当然呢啲又好明显美国一啲自由派媒体佢嗰个 point of view 嚟噶啦。如果你睇咗我入揿入咗佢嗰个。app 仲有趣添，佢一弹出嚟嗰个大标题点样定性呢一次嗰个会议，呢个高峰会咧，佢写住叫做 The Summit of All Fears。咁当然呢个系其实系学翻 Tom Clancy 一本小说呢个 Summit of All Fears 啦。但系呢句说话其实里面系好好堪玩味嘅，就话、是、一个独裁者与不诚实总统嘅一个历史嘅会面。咁如果大家即系深水清有少少现代史嘅知识嘅话，咁当初老毛见毛泽东咪一模一样，个历史意义其实都好近似添。咁而家美国已经当咗一个中国政策系一个即系大家当系好理所当然嘅事，或者台湾系一个即系国际政治嘅中心身，又系一件好理所当然嘅事，大家唔去思考一样嘅系咪合理？咁两点解呢件事你会用一个怀疑嘅目光，但系嗰个会面嘅成果大家又接受晒咧？咁呢样嘢其实即系谂深一层好快解噶咯。即系如果你用一种独立思考去睇一啲外国媒体佢哋讲嗰啲语调，你系会谂睇得出好多问题噶啦。咁不如睇下去右下角 Channel News Asia 嗰度睇下啲评论员讲乜。
The North Korean officials, as much as for the American officials traveling with these two presidents, these are going to be nervous moments. How are they going to get on? What are they going to discuss? How detailed will the conversation become? How ready, certainly on the part of Donald Trump, is he to talk about the details of denuclearization? Or is this really going to be a 45-minute getting-to-know-you session? Are they going to talk about personal issues? Are they going to talk about each other's families? Are they going to talk about each other's backgrounds? Are they going to talk about each other's life experiences? We don't know, and that's part of the issue that makes this such a fascinating day to observe. How do you begin that conversation, and where do you take it over roughly a 45-minute period until you say, I think we've done now, let's get the other guys into the room?
Well, I don't know if they will be talking about personal things. It's not really a Korean way of telling your whole story life to someone that you haven't met before.
But it is a New York way, you see.
Yeah, that's right. And especially someone that you don't know if you can trust is going to be the big thing. But when he had that 30-minute meeting with President Moon, apparently they discussed Donald Trump in details, too, and about President Moon's meeting with them and how he should... what he should do or what it's like, and he was giving him more details and stuff. But I don't think they'll be, you know, discussing anything personal. It's very possible that Kim Jong-un himself will try to see if this is a man that I can trust. Is this a person that I can, if he promised me peace, is this the person who will give me peace? I think that is going to be something that Kim Jong-un will be looking for in that one-to-one meeting.
But it is very much about the rapport of these two leaders, isn't it? I mean, it's not... They don't have like a checklist of where do you stand.
依家中出洋子都喺呢個即係 chat room 入邊啦。
Of that nature at this moment in time, this seems to be from both parties the very beginning of a process of getting to know you.
It has to be. I mean, it has to start there. All of these relationships are personal. When you look at the similar great historic summits in history, Reagan, Gorbachev.
For example, 冇 audio only 噶啦，因为二台系
要提一提各位就呢一个呢条 stream 系冇audio only 啦，所以系要睇视像直播咯。 更正一聲先，呢、這個唔係 Fox 嚟嘅，我而家播緊嗰條 stream 係 Channel News Asia 嚟嘅。咁列根同戈爾巴喬夫其實係即係我冇記錯嘅話，應該係見過，即係有兩次喺一啲中立場嗰度做過高峰會咧。第一次啊，因為一次喺馬爾他，有一次喺個冰島嘅首都雷克啦。先頭次序我都唔好記得，其實 sorry 就，但都依家80年代尾噶啦，1889年左右咯。但比較話列根同即係戈爾巴喬夫嘅見面，其實係幾恰當下，因為嗰陣時後屘係簽咗一個即係中程導彈嘅限核條約，就即係大家各自將自己喺西歐或者東歐嘅一啲中距離嘅彈道飛彈就撤走咗。咁講開美國嘅媒體生態，咁你要講即係比較右派啲，即係當然你講影像嘅媒體嘅 Fox 啦，咁但係如果文字嘅話，大家都仲可以睇 Wall Street Journal， 即係 Wall Street Journal 好似係收費嘅，其實佢有 paywall 嘅。我副尊重就冇乜必要睇啦，呢樣嘢冇乜公共性啦。即係細細哋嘅 screen 就 OK 嘅。而根據呢個台，佢都頭先打翻佢哋見面講嗰幾句説話精華，就話即係佢即係阿 Trump 話，即係佢哋會有好好，即係會有 big discussion 啦。咁即同頭先個分析一樣啦，就冇即係至少唔係一開頭嗰分鐘，我就覺得即係阿金正恩係即係不誠實，而就成個就咁成個會面告吹啦。咁我琴晚思考呢个问题，我其实谂到一个几有趣嘅论点，但我系想等国师埋位先嚟讲嘅，即系。但系其实嗰个系一个几反讽嘅一样嘢嚟噶啦，系一个好典型嘅坏事反为变成一个好事嘅契机。即系当然呢个事系咪最后会变成好事，我咁要至少都要等几一两三年时间，你先至可以大约睇到底系好定坏。即係好似啲歷史事件咁，其實你攤得越耐，你先知道到底嗰件事係好定壞咯。即係咁，你民主黨入中聯辦，咁當然佢哋都可以拗啊，可能等多十幾廿年，可能會佢哋可以避翻我啦。但係不幸，即係呢件事都差唔多有十年啦。我發現即係佢嘅後果係只有壞沒有好咁滯咯。即係除咗佢哋多咗一啲可以選議席嘅機會之外，其實幾乎冇好事可以come out 咯，我覺得。咁呢件事到底係點？我哋要一步一步咁睇啦。即使今日佢個成果啊，即係真係會有一定，即係佢都有一個初步嘅口頭協議都好。咁你啲導彈都係要逐件咁拆，或者係要揾一啲真係你要傾得點啲細節，例如係咪要揾中立個監察員，或者係要美軍都有代表去望住呢啲飛彈去被拆除。即係甚至係嗰、那個即係個核彈頭嗰啲裝，即係逐步咁拆開，然後嗰啲啲不元素係會可能拎去一啲即係去一個另外一個信得過第三個，然後將佢挖一個好深嘅地洞，將佢永久掩埋呢啲技術細節嘅嘢。我相信如果而家今日傾落去，可能就要傾呢啲具體問題啦。咁另外一個因素就係頭先即係未直播開始前，我都聽到其中有個 stream 都提到一樣嘢。實質上北韓九成嘅雙邊貿易都係去都係都係話即係個 投降贸易伙伴有九成嘅商品贸易都系同强国做嘅。咁呢啲嘢唔会话一夜之间话，即系而家北韩想脱离中共对佢嘅影响，要慢慢走向美国怀抱。佢唔会呢啲唔会一夜或者甚至系一年之间就即刻啲商品贸易会大逆转嘅咯。佢都会经过一个过程，慢慢将嗰个即系商品贸易额系一边降低一边增加啦。可以开翻大声啲啦，所以我哋。
Do we, if Kim Jong-un has given anything yet? I mean, we'll get a sense of it, I think, when the joint statement, if there is one, is published later in the day, and a sense when Donald Trump addresses the media at the end of the day. But did the United States get any commitment out of the North Koreans before Donald Trump walked up to that North Korean leader, shook him by the hand, and escorted him off for a 45-minute one-on-one meeting?
Yes, we're just looking at that moment exactly as you said it, Simon. Just a few moments ago that happened, the handshake between the two leaders. We have got some notes of what Donald Trump said as the press were departing. He said it will be tremendously successful. He also said we'll have a great discussion. So you were saying how out of the norm this sort of meeting has gone about, and it needed these two different characters that operate out of the norm for it to take place. But if this charts a course towards denuclearization and peace on the Korean Peninsula, and then Donald Trump will come out of this, you know, looking like
smelling like a rose,
yeah, like a diplomatic genius.
Exactly. No. Because when you think about big foreign policy wins or any kind of foreign policy wins, you're not thinking about Donald Trump. You're thinking about, well, for some people, President Obama. You know, he was criticized a lot, but he was also seen as being the person to go out there and sort of improve America's relationships with other countries around the world.
President Obama was a process guy. President Obama would not have been tweeting this morning. He would have had his nose.
You would have had the
nose
under his arm.
我哋可以睇翻之前嗰啲片。
Weeks going into this meeting, and there will be those who say, "Well, that's one of the reasons why President Obama's not sitting in that room, and it's Donald Trump who's sitting in that room instead." There's another issue, though, that I think that Donald Trump is going ultimately to be asked about, and that is if you do engage in any kind of agreement with Kim Jong-un, how do you know you're not selling
the North Korean? 即係記者清場之前就係有人都講咗啦，頭先哦。We will have a terrific relationship. Trump 咁講講，咁啊嘛，咁就講就話。
Under Donald Trump's administration, has not just taken a backseat. State Department Rex Tillerson basically halted virtually all democracy promotion work around the world. Past presidents would always have said that any conversation like the one that is underway now between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un had to raise the issue of human rights, had to raise the issue of.
係係係，收視率，但係依個好似係之前佢哋開波之前嘅開波，跳過去嗰邊睇睇。角色啱坐啱到咗啦，咁啱但系都要坐定，即系唞定下啖气。咁我哋咁呢个咧都系较早前，即系正式佢闭门会谈之前嘅 photo call。不如翻去头先 Channel News Asia 嗰度啊，即系佢又播翻一个另一个较早前嘅 stream。哦，都系播翻啲片段啫，即系佢都系翻啲评论人去讲咯。不如试下去右上角维报嗰度睇下佢讲乜啦。哎，其实真系冇今日特别咁跳翻过去。一样嘢先，有。 咁不如我同阿郭师傾傾幾句先啦。
好啊，
唔好真係真係暂暂时瞄咗即係背景啲几个嘅书咁聲先啦。
各位早晨，咁嗰时今次係因为美朝高峰会呢，就所以係做直播同埋係即场嘅评论。咁呢个中横看天下嘅节目，咁小弟
特别新闻。小弟近。
係啦，咁各位早晨。咁近头先嗰个情况点啊，即係佢哋见面。
冇乜太特别，即係我哋見到就 Donald Trump 嘅車洗咗，即係因為呢個係金下塔嘅酒店啊嘛，
係
咁就佢專車嚟，即係美國總統專車嚟咗啦，咁佢落咗車啊，行咗入去，然後就喺即係頭先就握手 take photo call 咁樣啦，但係有啲身體語言就好有趣嘅，即係嗰啲那邊請嘅身體語言就 Donald Trump 做嘅，即係好似變咗佢係反客為主咁樣咯，
佢不嬲都係咁嘅。
可以過翻重温。
係啊，
好啊。咁依家播重温。
咦，不如 Fox 嗰度 ，Fox 嗰度似系重，嗰个系似系翻啱开头嗰个重温咯。系。咁架车就系、是、其实应该是小布冇记错，唔 sorry， 应该是奥巴马上任嗰阵时啊，即系啱啱新，即系啱啱去用嘅新一代嘅美国总统专车嚟咯。咁系即系佢有个 The Beast 嘅绰号，因为成架车系重装甲嘅咯。
咁应该入咗酒店，
我就行入呢间酒店啦。
We're just moments away from the first ever meeting between a U.S. president and a leader of North Korea. It is 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 a.m. in Singapore, where President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are about to go behind closed doors with only their translators for one-on-one meeting, leaving behind the scores of
scheduled
historic momentous greeting. The two leaders turn in unison. We're told we'll walk side on site there. Republican Senator from Guam, also Secretary of State Pompeo, managing.
复翻啊 ，Alan Mo 喺 chat room 啦，系今日直播嚟嘅。
History live as it happens in Singapore. It's the first time ever that a sitting U.S. president has gone and met with the leader of North Korea to sit down and have discussions about their nuclear program. There have been numerous talks and agreements in the past between numerous U.S. leaders and North Korean regime. They have all failed. They have fallen apart when someone, and generally it's been North Korea, has not lived up to the deal. Now these two begin what they will do first, which is go behind closed doors, one-on-one with only their translators, none of their diplomats, none of their staff. The president has talked a great deal about
how he feels
within even the first moment whether Kim Jong-un is serious, whether they can make a deal. He has said this is a lot to do with attitude, with willingness to find some type of compromise. But the U.S. has also said the ultimate goal, as Secretary Pompeo reiterated today, is about completely getting rid of, dismantling, and wiping out North Korea's nuclear processes as they stand right now. We don't even know, truthfully, because it's really tough for intel on every level to find out exactly how many nuclear weapons they may have, the capabilities they have. We've seen numerous ballistics tests and nuclear tests, six of those now in recent history. And as these two leaders walk together and talk, they are smiling. They appear congenial. And you see the press following closely behind. After they have this private meeting together, there will then be a more
significant bilateral in which they'll come together
with important questions. General Kim, as you remember, will be the one who... 雖然昨晚我臨睡的時候傳了新聞，就說即是川普是要明天上午才離開新加坡。
不過他說，剛才就說四點鐘要離開Trump，金正恩就說兩點，不過不肯定。呢度系咪嗰个？
呢间系啲度假村式嘅酒店嚟噶啦，呢个唔系罗佛士酒店嚟嘅，
又唔系 Capella 酒店又
系啦。
殖民地式嘅熱帶酒店，
但唔應該唔係舊建築嚟嘅咯，我估係啲仿殖民建築，
仿
係嘛？翻嚟啊！咁我哋頭先私底下同教授傾就話，伊恩酒店似係啲度假村式嘅酒店嚟嘅啦，但係佢就唔係即係傳統嗰最出名嗰間來佛士酒店啦，因為嗰間係市中心嘅啦。咁二來非常之政治不正確啦，北韓嘅領導人係絕對唔想入住入去嘅。
咁啊，头先嘅成个特朗普同金正恩见面咧，就系、是、我哋睇到头先阿根都讲咗，金正恩特朗普比较主动啲嘅，即、就、系、是、好似系主人家招呼佢咁。咁其实咧就金正恩系好少，即、就、系、是、除咗同中国或者系莫斯科或者系南韩嘅领导人见面或者国事访问之外咧，其实极少外访嘅。咁所以咧，佢去到新加坡嗰啲咁热嘅地方，另外就系首次吓，即系话分离咗65年，从来未见过美国嘅元首，即系北韩啊，即系个敌对关系咁犀利。咁所以初初见到其实系有啲系生硬嘅，所以系整个过程，譬如话影相咁样，梗系知道啦，喺双方国旗前边。但是影相之後去邊度？咁嗰啲係要特朗普係用手勢話喂行。
即係兩個，即係由北韓見證開始嗰陣時候，杜魯門總統一路係大家冇見過，而且大家係都係結緣嘅狀態咯。
係啊，即係都唔諗住唔使見面，忽然間係經過咗三代之後啊，即係隔咗三代之後，終於可以見到面。咁啊，美國亦都改朝，即係我哋叫改朝換代又好，或者換總統啊，即係民主共和兩黨不斷換總統，換到係特朗普總統先至係。忍无可忍，因为北韩的核武计划已经是、就是几个月后，即系当即系喺新年啱开始嗰阵，就系美方就系话，如果再唔处理北韩嘅核武问题，佢一路咁样系试射，一路咁样系嗰啲洲际导弹嘅飞行能力，同埋系嗰个击中能力越嚟越强嘅话咧，就美国系始终一日佢会系可以有能力系击中美国嘅外岛或者美国本土嘅，咁所以必须要系处理北韩嘅核武问题。咁系促成今次会谈。
刚先上嚟之前。我都講咗一個，我嘅反轉頭，其實有一樣嘢係非常之反諷嘅，即反為係北韓將呢個核計劃同埋彈道飛彈計劃升級，即造就到而家呢個契機嘅啫。之前諗住嗰個陸翻回談機再作，大家其實最重要就係諗住，即美國成個即琴日孔浩峰喺明報有一篇文章，佢講咗，即一路成個美國朝野就係指望住中國係可以發揮佢嘅影響力。即係撳住北韓，等佢唔好成個問題失控。
係啊，
點知佢真係失控，而且完全即係北京係無能為力嘅。
中國係一個即係都要講翻嘅。美方一向以來係諗住係和平解決啦，咁就係因為二次大戰之後都唔想再係觸動核武呢回事，同埋係諗住係用貿易制裁係可以將北韓係馴服嘅。北韓亦都因為咁樣而搞到係一窮二白，同埋啲人饑荒。但係始終中國嘅做法咧，就係佢唔係要使到北韓更加慘，而中國係提供各種嘅支援，包括係嗰啲能源上嘅支援。咁使到北韓係可以一路咁樣支撐落去，咁所以喺六方會談入面，其實中國係一個搞鬼嘅人嚟嘅。咁美國係實際上當然亦都知道啦，即係以佢即係特朗普上台之後不斷咁揭發中國係用運油船啦、邊境貿易啦，同埋係喺延邊嗰邊，即係話喺接壤北韓嗰邊係給予北韓不斷嘅金融嘅援助，即係話同佢哋做提供外匯啊，諸如此類或者結算之類。咁所以其实美国是只眼开只眼闭的，就是以前那 几代的总统呢，咁係今次特朗普覺得咁樣落去唔係辦法，即、就、係、是、一方面係制裁無效，另外一方面中國係假扮係調停，但係實際上中國係令到北韓呢種咁拖延狀態係延續落去，而且係傷害到美國本土。咁當然啦，中國亦都同時間係對美國係實行呢、這個譬如高科技嘅盜竊，同埋係用國營嘅電信公司係進入美國，跟住係用硬件又好，用軟件又好。是不断是盗窃美国的个人私隐、官方私隐那些，还有是用这个是黑客是 hack 入去美国的公司官方或者私人部门，盗取美国的机密，做各种各样的危害美国安全的事。所以这种情势，如果特朗普再不出手，或者再不是 加以阻止的话呢，可以说是一个亦都是美国官方的讲法，就是不知道哪个顾问讲，是如果美国再不停止中国的行为，中国的行为应该就是差不多一年到两定两年到，就是很难逆转中国 在世界上的霸权。
是即係佢成為咗一個地，即係成為咗一個橫跨，因為要如果用一帶一路嘅地理嚟到形容，就係一個橫跨歐亞非嘅一個即係準超級大國嚟㗎啦。係
啊，
係、
啊。
佢差唔多係可以，即係佢嘅影響力變到可以同即係蘇聯對高峰時期類比㗎啦。
咁頭先特朗普同阿金正恩嘅會面咧，就係影完相之後就一路行，但係我哋發覺特朗普係有一個。佢自己的私人風格嘅，你可以壞習慣都得。佢喺路中就已經傾緊偈嘅啦，同埋喺走廊轉角位已經同金正恩係透過呢個翻譯係傾偈。咁跟住就係、是、留咗大概係我諗係十零秒鐘嘅，即係應該係啲一係就寒暄，一係就係一啲開始進入狀態啦。咁呢種單獨會面咧，同上次啊金正恩探訪南韓，即係喺三八線板門店都係做過一次嘅。
其實係幾相映成趣嘅，嗰一次最初就喺個喺停火線嗰度，突然間心血來潮啊，金正恩拉啊文在寅嘅手過去北邊呢、這個這個動作，其實係真係。即係呢啲嘢唔係一啲典型嘅外交禮節嚟嘅，咁而家調翻轉就係阿侵即係去到做個酒店嗰度做客人，但係佢當自己係主人咁樣咯。
係啊，咁亦都可以顯示係新加坡係非常一個謙卑嘅國家。即係當然啦，冇辦法咧，即係小城邦咁喺呢啲夾一大。
但係佢係做大人家，佢係確立，佢差唔多係靠呢一件事已經可以確立佢係東亞瑞士嘅身份。
係啊，係啊，東亞瑞士同埋係協助即係新嘅東亞。秩序或者是新的外交关系的一个见面的地方。
我们都要讲一句客观的说话，即使假设16年我们五区当选，但整个修宪和永续基本法那个程序是刚起步的。在这种这样假设有这样的情况之下，我们都未必方便去做这件事的主人的。
同埋，如果做呢件事嘅主因咧，習近平必定會出現嘅。
我唔知一定會。
我諗
而家都有，我估習近平有少少後悔嘅，即係你原來香港政策你搞成今日咁嘅田地，你依度會變咗係將來中美其中一個戰場，而唔係一個你可以喺度即係攞威嘅地方，因為。假設呢個會談喺香港發生，一定會係香港嘅警隊嘅精鋭同埋解放軍一齊合作去做好保安嘅。呢個大條道理，呢個係國防外交嘅範疇，所以即係我哋無從自負啦。佢係有權咁做啦。咁亦都萬全起見，其實係應該要咁做。
係啊，但係最重要係中方係有權係以宗主國嘅身份係招待美國同埋係北韓，而中國嘅一向以來喺美朝之間嘅調停嘅角色咧，咁佢亦都可以係。假扮是成功咁促成呢次嘅会谈啦，咁所以当然呢啲系历史所谓嘅平衡时空问题，但系大家可以推敲咧，就系2016年嗰个选举同埋永续基本法，将香港变成中港区隔嘅个自治城邦，那个契机过咗之后咧，就整个香港嘅国势同埋中国嘅国势都由此而系作歷史性的轉變，而係呢種轉變是一去不返嘅，因為我哋睇到一旦當北韓在今次的同美國的會談入面，如果係佢達到一啲係相當係實際的協定的話，譬如話佢係答應了是解除核武，而是分階段地進行，那是也都是使到國際專家或者美國和南韓那邊就會考察，那應該就是可以換取了那個貿易制裁的舒緩，是一些的美國的或者南韓的糧食援助，甚至是一些在某一些的
經濟發展，如果開成那個即工業特區應該會重開，即都是給南韓的財團那裡後面去，即其實開 廠，甚至可能會開多幾個類似的特區。
而北韓實際上亦都有因咁做嘅，因為個核武試驗實際上係以戰逼和嘅啫。而講到以戰逼和嚟講，北韓嘅能力係遠遠低於美國嘅。美國係真係可以開一場大戰，而係唔會有咩損傷。當然係南韓可能會領嘢，
首爾會領嘢啦。
但係北韓嚟講咧，就係、是、如果佢係以戰逼和嘅話，佢就冚家產嘅啦，即係話佢係會粉身碎骨而為平地，或者是金正恩会被美国用斩首式的行动来招待。因为之前特朗普都已经警告过金正恩，就是不要再玩嘢了，就是不要说不去这个会谈，或者找这个北韩外长在这里讲三讲四，说跟南韩谈一些嘢，跟着得罪美国。因为特朗普已經開出了底線，就如果北韓是再玩嘢嘅話，佢會嘅下場就係金正恩嘅下場，就會好似利比亞總統、前總統卡達菲一樣，係會死於非命，而且係俾士兵係處死嘅，即係連審訊同埋最後見面講幾句遺言嘅説機會都冇埋。咁呢都係一啲美方，因為佢處於國力強，而且係成個勢咧，美國依家係走向係特朗普講嘅所謂公平貿易，或者係歐盟講嘅就係特朗普嘅走向保護主義啦。但實際上，如果係公道啲講，或者係歷史嚟講咧，就係依家美國係討還債務嘅，即係以前係俾人哋賺突咗，或者係出咗軍費，或者出咗好大嘅力量去保護歐盟。咁歐盟就係向美國係好多嘅貿易，亦都唔係好公道，咁使到係美國係對歐盟有或者對中國都一樣係有極大嘅貿易嘅逆差咁啦。咁北韓都係，北韓就係一向又喺度揾美國品，咁中國更加係。咁所以依家 Trump 上台其實係一個即係預咗一個。土債二嘅，
其實係可以執正嚟做咯。
即係佢係大條道理係升土舊債啦。咁跟住就係做翻一啲恢復正常關係、正常嘅貿易關係同埋正常國際關係嘅嘢，即係唔再忍讓，唔再用美國係出賣自己嘅本國利益嚟到換取盟友嘅支持，或者係換取呢個北韓暫時嘅和平啦。咁因為呢啲冚唪唥有時間性嘅，即係話北韓嘅和平，即係用姑息北韓嘅核武同埋係借助中國喺度假意調停咧，呢個係有時間性嘅。個時間性就係大體上係三五個月到，即係由舊年開始啦。其實已經過咗噶啦，好彩北韓啊好醒目，係即刻係停止核武試驗，亦都係象徵式燒毀咗一啲所謂嘅導彈發射基地。嚇，嗰個唔知真定假。
嗰個係核市場嚟嘅。之前的節目我們都提過，因為根本上那個核市場，因為在山裡面做這個地下室，它已經搞到山崩了，實際上是不能再用的，所謂關閉的話其實很取巧，
即是說其實是一來
是作廢了的，是一個作本身已經作廢了的一個核市場，
即其實是善後工作，即是說反正已經是炸到你
的，接著再邀請記者來，然後裝些炸藥這樣炸一些地方給你看看，我們炸了
很多好記者沒有捐落山洞而已，不是即系剩下第一滴血，
系
即系北韩核武嘅第一个，第一啲牺牲品。其实喺嗰啲地方采访都牙烟，
可能染咗咪佢可能啲系会系辐射尘嘅，跟住过几年你系会生 cancer，
唔出奇嘅，唔出奇。你不嬲系去过北韩呢啲地方嘅旅客又好，即使唔俾金将军扣留咧，翻到美国或者翻到自己嘅国家，都系会莫名其妙染上啲怪病。咁呢系我哋啲所谓嘅文明同埋系医学健康好啲嘅国家，去到啲坏啲嘅国家，一下唔习惯就领嘢，咁
系啊。
讲翻今日金正恩同埋特朗普的安排咧，就系佢哋会见面，私下见面系只系带翻译嗰种单独见面，即系话亦都系可以睇到系。好容易係會有出人意表嘅協定出嚟嘅，即係除咗係慣常嘅協定，當然就係韓方即係北韓嗰邊就係答應係停，再唔再做核試同埋
或者飛導彈試驗，即係做試射咯，
仲埋係逐步係燒毀一啲發射基地或者係核彈設施咁啦。咁當然一次過唔知道啊，同埋北韓可能會係 完整咁講出佢有實際上有幾多嘅核武啊？咁呢個係再進一步啦。咁嗰個係再可以強化到或者再肯定到用嗰個逐步銷毀去到幾時先銷毀到咯？咁另外就係美方嗰邊嘅承諾就係、是。多數是解除，即逐步解除貿易制裁和給予人道援助，咁再進一步就是協助北韓在一些經濟開發區的投資啊，增加就業和增加雙方合作啊之類啦，咁嗰個係一步步啦。咁如果佢單獨會面同埋只是帶自己的總統或者是元首的翻譯的話，就應該是會達至到兩種，即是金正恩和特朗普之間的，一來就是促進了可能有突破性的協定，因為他兩個都華德士的，即是都是一些想華德士的人，想給 surprise 人家的人，驚喜人家的人。那另外就是很可能是奠定了雙方的私人交易，或者假意奠定了雙方私人交易，即是出了來之後就不單止是特朗普拍金正恩膊頭，可能金正恩也都拍回他的腰啊，或者是握手握得很厲害啊，或者是擁抱就未必會因為大家都是敵
唯一一個真可能一個原意，就是因為他同這個NBA 嗰位球星，即系前球星 Dennis Rodman， 又我唔知道会玩到啲咩 high five 嗰啲嘢啦。
系啊，可能会
即系互相击掌
咁
样。
咁嗰个私人情谊，即使真又好，假又好啦，咁都会促进双方下一轮嘅会面嘅。可能是特朗普會請金正恩拜訪美國，即正式做即冷戰敵對65年來的首次北韓的元首是親自去拜訪美國。美國 去北韓這個可能是耐一點，或者是要很遲才會發生。此外就是新加坡，新加坡就成為最大贏家，即是 按中共的講法恐成最大贏家。昨天就是特朗普總統已經是正式向新加坡總理李顯龍先生是發出一個國事訪問的邀請的。
咁當然啦，係咪真係成為最大贏家，我係要等佢哋兩個安全離開咗，即係新加坡領空先至可以作實。我真係要講啲，即係可能係講一啲，即係好似嗰啲軍事小説咁樣。即係而家最壞嘅狀況係突然間一隊來歷不明嘅突擊隊殺咗入一間酒店入面，咁就禍曬啦。
係啊，呢個一定應該一定唔會發生。
即係呢啲通常係荷里活動作片先發生嘅事。
係啊，要即係騎劫總統或者因為今次總統應該美方係冇帶自己嘅親眷去
嘅。親眷就唔會，但係呢啲嗰啲近身侍衛嘅特工就一定有嘅。
係啊，咁金正恩咧就係、是、一啲瑣碎嘅事啦。金正恩就坐中國航空嗰、那個飛行力經過應該都經過30年度嘅測試㗎啦，即係國際飛行力。咁就係、是、去由北韓即係由平壤飛去新加坡嘅，但係佢太太咧就係、是、坐蘇制以前
坐翻佢自己嘅專機咯，
係啊，自己
二樓新62嘅。嗱呢個係有趣嘅，即係佢有少少係一種面面俱到咯，即係佢俾翻少少面子中國咯，即係我都要借用你嘅客機嚟到。呢個係好少有，多數國家元首佢自己都有家，即係自己國家至少都有一間航空公司，佢係可以用架包機嘅，佢冇專機都好。你借人哋國家其實係有少少失威嘅啦。
係啊。
咁但係佢自己嗰架專機都飛埋落去，咁即係咁相信我估到最後北韓佢拍翻出嚟翻，即係佢喺翻國營電視台拍嗰啲宣傳片，係會盡量強調嗰架飛機嘅咯。
係啊，
可能嗰啲可能即係國航嗰架機係一閃即過之類咯。
一閃即過，或者係金正恩可能會同佢太太，即係同佢夫人係喺自己嗰架北韓嘅伊羅新元首專機前面拍影下相啊，影十零秒啊，咁就當係坐咗飛機去都唔定嘅。咁至于中国系用飞机送金正恩去咧，就系、是有啲失威嘅，其实系送贴埋花轿送个媳妇走人，即系叫个媳妇喂你改嫁，我养你唔起啊，大佬，或者人哋嗰边要你过门咁就，唉、哎，算啦，解除婚约。 唔單止嫁妆都蚀埋，即係个聘礼都蚀埋。中国历年来送俾北韩嘅援助应该係5000亿人民币嘅，啲类似咁嘅记忆啊。当然呢个账面上啊，实际人命嘅损伤同埋其他嘅国际风险嗰啲係难以估量。但是今次中国是送埋呢个花轿俾阿金正恩去新加坡嗰度，
差唔多系世界一架红桥牌轿车度做结婚车咁滞啊！
嫁好听啲讲系嫁女出门啊，难听啲讲系嗰个媳妇走佬啊！咁娶阿金正恩，我娶金氏王朝过嚟嘅人就系毛泽东啦。毛泽东系用个仔嘅性命系交换咗北韩嗰、那个一半嘅朝鲜吓，即系北朝鲜仲喺中国嘅范畴入边。咁南韩当然走咗啦，变成自由世界嘅一员。咁呢个系65年啦，即、就、系、是、我哋今日喺自由香港啦，即、就、系、是、Free Hong Kong。
A R 自由香港
都仲可以讲呢啲嘢吓，即系显示香港仲有少少自由嘅，如果我哋坚持噶啦，同埋我哋讲 Free Hong Kong 系因为呢度已经有沦陷区啦，即系闭台同埋闭节目咧，系喺处于呢个网台广播同埋略带地下山寨特色嘅转播入边。咁呢个亦都系 Free Hong Kong， 即系一个 Hong Kong Resistance Movement， 即系香港抵抗运动嘅一个。
但系老实讲，我哋而家都系文化抵抗运动嚟
嘅。
即系如果坦白讲嘅话，即系两个讲琴日嘅个判决啦，即系嗰个系一个即系如果用啲而家流行嘅军，即系美国嘅军事，纯粹系一个 low intensity insurrection 嚟咯。
咩意思咧？
即系喺一个低烈度嘅一个即系武装起义咯，即系再讲翻鱼胆革命嘅话，
嗰个系啲
出翻嚟咯，
意外
出
翻
嚟
啦，好啊，
不如我哋去翻
咦咁快倾完，
坐下系啊 ，Fox 嗰度系啊，系啊，出翻嚟啊，出翻嚟，
睇到啦，翻翻直播画面喺个露台度同各位见面。咦，他们可能是见入了去那个会谈室傾了一阵跟着出来见一阵。
挥下手咁样。
挥下手。
真的不是去露台吸下几啖新鲜空气。
再入回去。实际新加坡极热的。
但朝早就没那么热的，至少就。即是隔住即是离远咁话声，即是他的初步会谈 very good 咯。
呢棵凤凰木啦，香港都有开紧花，新加坡嗰呢棵系未开。呢个系殖民地由马达加斯加东非嗰边移植去整个贸易路线种落嘅树嚟嘅。
有趣喎，嗰个其实马达加斯加系法国殖民地嚟嘅喎。
啊，系喎。
即系会唔会系像呢个会唔会其实系19世纪末嗰阵时发生？因为嗰阵时英法关系啊慢慢即系改善紧。
系啊，有可能，有可能。
因为德国嘅崛起缘故，即本来英法系长期嘅世仇嚟嘅，但系就结果就即系就放低咗以前啲旧恩怨咯。咁当然就证明咗，即系其实啲国际外交就系咁嘅啦，冇乜嘢啲朋友，冇乜嘢敌人。
又翻翻去密谈，
或者即系好似话，其实一段系完咗噶啦。
应该系头先，应该系第一回合嘅密谈啫。咁跟住出翻嚟见一见记者，都费事记者一路报。
佢哋两个私下倾系第一步嘅啫，跟住可能就系大家啲幕僚去再倾啲细节咯。
当然啦，当然。佢系中午期间系会双方嘅，但各自带去嘅幕僚嗰度倾嘅。咁晏昼根据美方嘅讲法咧，就晏昼4点，即系今日晏昼4点咧，就系特朗普会有新闻发布，讲下今日嘅会谈嘅结果嘅。当然。多数是好结果啦，
系啊系啊，
否则就唔会话约定时间讲。
即系如果系头先谈判破裂嘅话，系大家可能系各住铁枪着面咁样，即系离开噶啦。
比较少见啦呢个，即系等咗咁多年，同埋各自即系玩咗咁耐花枪，咁终于都系要见底噶，因为。韩方即系北韩呢边嗰个所谓以战逼和系一个弹药有限嘅，唔系好快见底，好快干糖啦。因为之前都有 一啲北韓嗰邊都透露咗一啲新聞片，係啊，金正恩會喊嘅，即係見到國家嘅各種嘅凋敝，
即係有乜傳説啦，
凋敝情況，因為軍事上嘅難以達到以前嘅目標，另外就係、是、其實有饑荒嘅，行上係有饑荒同埋糧食不足嘅，咁。
假设如果真系有人写一个剧本叫做即系重拍呢个大时代嘅话，今日可能就系一个大奇迹人嗰个高潮嚟嘅。
其实系，
但系即刻会弹行出嚟，到底系咩面口就系升定啲咯。
系啊，
咁我相信有啲香港有啲散仔睇住或者大户睇住呢个直播一阵，应该而家即刻都嚟，如果睇啲财神机都有所动作噶啦。
系啊系，因为呢、這个。後續嘅當然北韓未咁快開放改革，但係一旦解除呢個貿易禁運之類咧，就係、是、南韓嘅經濟會好翻嘅，即係最近嘅貿易地方當然係南韓啦。咁、
啊、
日本都係，
係啊，
咁美國某啲嘅人道援助等等，咁同埋係正常嚟講，一旦係戰爭威脅係解除咗，同埋係開始有一個新嘅增長區，咁就好好多。
翻唱到 Asia 嗰度。
In the Capella Hotel here in Singapore, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, is speaking. Let's take a listen.
Good, come back, get your back, I'm not like you.
系啊，其实倾得成英哥，喂，呢、這个会开得成，其实多数都系好，即系多数即系上一个个零星期前，大家以为系倾唔成噶嘛，啊，临时取消，佢突然间系金正恩嗰边话，其实我系想都系想倾，咁、都已经露咗自己底牌噶啦，即系呢啲有啲似其实呢啲球啊嗰样，即系边个有球于边个，咁啊对方嗰个就有优势噶啦。
一輪之後有一個復述先，
係啊復述，
因為真係聽唔到佢講乜。佢帶一個亞洲人嚟。北韓嘅國旗色系同美國嘅差唔多，
係都係都係紅白藍
，match 得幾好。
咁當然好多國旗都係紅白藍基調啦。
Just the translators, and now we are just seeing them with their opening remarks ahead of an extended bilateral meeting. We had a chance to sort of see how the room was set out. We managed to see who some of the players were. We saw John Kelly there. We saw Mike Pompeo. We saw John Bolton as well. This is still a small sort of setting. Simon and Yusuf, who was on the
table for this
meeting. One out of the way. Now, perhaps the get-to-know-yous have sort of been made. I was...difficult to see or read too much into how either of them was sort of how that sort of one-on-one played out. They both came to a balcony and had a short wave before making their way to this meeting where everyone was waiting. So what were your first impressions after seeing sort of
the first initial shot.
So 50 minutes, it seems, that first meeting between just Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump lasted, flanked only by their translators. Interesting to see the layout of the room from the American side. John Kelly, the White House chief of staff, at the end of the table, sitting next to him, President Trump's translator, then President Trump, then the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and then John Bolton, national security advisor, hawkish member of President Trump's team. His presence, very much something earlier on, before the summit began, his involvement in this whole issue, a real bone of contention for the North Koreans. So very interesting that he's sitting as close to Kim Jong-un as I am to you and Dawn. I could not hear what they were talking about, so I'm just waiting to see if we get some indication from the reporters who were in the room, which we should get shortly. But at one point, Kim Jong-un said something, and President Trump in return said, "It will be done." I'm not sure what the "it" was, but we have to get a sense of that when we get the readout from the reporters who were who were in the room. But on his way into that expanded bilateral meeting, when President Trump and Kim Jong-un were on the balcony, reporters asked President Trump how things were going, and he responded apparently very, very well. So that's where things stand from President Trump's perspective as we head into another hour of this summit.
Well, we'll have to see what the North Korean side has to say, but looking at the way that the cameras had done this, it was very difficult to say who was inside the North Korea side. And so, like, looking there, I can see Lee Yong-ho, the foreign minister, who was there. I'm not sure exactly who was sitting right next to him, but I would think it's Kim Yong-chol, the former intelligence spy, the spy agency, really, of North Korea, but who has met with the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, before, and also Donald Trump. And so it's not his first meeting with them. And so it's very likely to be there. And you see that handshake there again between the two of them. And Kim Jong-un, he was smiling. But like I said before, and I don't know exactly what he said inside that room, but I think it would be where they, in the past, they had these obstacles, and they had the ears and eyes closed, was what he said when he first met with U.S. President Donald Trump. And so something similar, but he will probably have said something along the lines of a new beginning, a new change in bilateral relations.
At least seeing the intent, at least seeming to be, as we watch those pictures, to be undeniable that we could be seeing
something.
Channel News
apparently also said from that balcony that they have an excellent relationship, he and Kim Jong-un, so apparently at least the first minute, if not the other 49 minutes of that one-on-one encounter between the two of them went well. That is obviously positive news in the sense that it means the summit now continues. They move into this expanded meeting with their aides, which we think is going to go
expanded
on for,
meeting.
An hour and a half, I believe, when they're then expected to take lunch. Interestingly, in the White House schedule today, and the White House puts the president's schedule out to reporters the night before the day actually dawns, and it's on the public record, there is a big gap. Lunch is at 11:30. President Trump is then going to hold a press conference at 4.
咁头先咧就系直播呢个亚洲新闻台嘅 News Asia Channel，
都解释一声啦。呢个台其实佢后边嗰个资金系淡马石基金
啊，
系啊，回应都系官台嚟噶啦。
啊，所以佢用英式英文嘅，咁就我哋容易听啲啦。咁实际上咧就即使佢哋喺现场，直接有记者喺度咧，佢哋都话系其实系难听到头先特朗普同金正恩嘅个别嘅讲话嘅。咁啊。緊緊我哋頭先係靠網友嘅傳遞係知道咧，就係 Trump 即係特朗普係講咗兩句説話，即係可以現場聽得清晰嘅。一個就 It will be done， 即係就但我哋唔知道係個 it 係咩意思，即係話搞得掂嘅，咁但係唔知搞掂啲乜。咁另外一個就係 I look forward to working with you， 即係用咗英式英文講添，即係話呢個係I look forward to working with you。
即系呢个网友个 Chris Carter 都讲咗句啦，即系金仔讲话 I believe this is a good proof for peace。
啊，即系话，首先系特朗普话我会期待同你一起合作咁啦，即系话会有再一步嘅见面同埋逐步嘅协定同埋系关系改善啦。咁另外一句就系咩嘛？
就是這個，相信這個是一個即是和平的好前奏啦。
是啊，
當然這些三幣可以隔兩三年之後變得很大吉利事，就是張伯倫當年簽完慕尼克協定，在倫敦的機場那裡養著那張和約的，
跟希特拉
寫的話 Peace in our time。
系，
即系变咗系一个大家会拎嚟，即系到今天都攞嚟争少少三杯。
睇嚟就唔会啦，因为睇嚟应该系美国系。
琴日我私底下喺个讨论区倾，即系今朝嗰个会面，我提到一样东西就系、是，可惜即系以时佢出咗个即系出咗段咗嗰张即系嗰个宣传嘅。那個 link 嗰度嗰張相應該加多段邱吉爾嘅金句嘅，嗰句説話好有趣嘅，其實好多人而家會曲叫做is better Jojo is better than war war 啦，咁嗰個其實係一個口誤嚟嘅，但係好諷刺嗰個其實係個官方傳記嗰個作者 Martin Gilbert 寫錯咗嘅咯。即非城市，大家都以為當年邱吉爾講咗呢句説話，
呢個容易傳啲嘅。
原來佢嘅講法叫 meeting Jojo is better than war。咁、那個個成個大嘅 context 原來係五啊，即係佢第二次拜相，但係佢應該差唔多都五啊年代初嗰陣時咧，即係佢係佢下野之前，即係佢讓個位俾翻佢個徒弟艾登之前，仲有講，因為嗰陣時成個東西方關係好緊張，佢覺得即係我不如用我依、這個即係政壇，即係再而家現任首相兼且我係政壇即係戰勝國元首嘅身份就從。當時蘇聯嘅領導人，即係新領導人見面，去減低咗個緊張局勢。咁佢講咗呢句説話，
係啊，即係用，
即係佢當然丘吉爾係一個好知名嘅戰爭鷹派，但係佢都會講有一個和談嘅機會，梗係要把握。
當然啦，
即係唔係話即係喐下就開
好似老蔣總統講啊，即係未到係艱難作戰嘅時候，和談或者和平係永
應該係和平未到最後關頭，決不輕言戰爭。
係啊係啊，呢個係老蔣總統嘅教訓，不論你中唔中意佢都係軍事。事实上佢是一个天才和一个英雄来的。咁喺讲返头先亚洲新闻台嘅新闻总结呢，佢就话双方系微笑啦，同埋经过45分钟嘅会谈，即係各自嘅私人只係大私人翻译嘅密谈之后，就双方出嚟见记者，而气氛和洽啦。咁咪特朗普頭先我哋網友協助之下都講咗兩句說話，就係、是、特朗普話係會搞得掂，咁跟住話希望雙方係佢係期待同金正恩係合作。咁頭先阿近就講咗係呢個係一個相當好嘅序幕咁啦。咁跟住佢哋就會舉行一個擴大會議，就係、是、雙方嘅幕僚就會係見面，跟住係傾一啲詳細嘅事情咁咧。一路去到是下午4点，咁跟住就特朗普就会出嚟做一个正式嘅向传媒讲嘅press release， 即系类似系面对传媒接受问答啊咁之类，咁到时大家可以睇到特朗普再次做一次嘅表演啊，咁就系、是、无论你中唔中意佢都好啊，但系佢始终系开拓咗美朝嘅新局面，同埋东亚特别系东北亚和平嘅，或者结束咗吓核武威胁南韩、日本同埋美国同埋其他盟友嘅一次嘅历史性嘅胜利，咁无可厚非。咁之前亦都佢哋今次之所以结会谈顺利咧，就系因为佢哋两日前已经到噶啦，咁所以之前佢哋双方嘅幕僚就应该系
摸底，
同埋做咗一啲讲咗对方各自嘅立场，同埋一啲初步嘅协定系如何咁啦。咁美方带嘅人咧就系、是、有国务卿蓬佩奥啦，咁另外就系国家安全顾问布尔顿啊 John Bolton， 咁两个都系盲人嚟嘅。
两个都是英派人物，
都系令到习近平。
咁啊，国球其实传咗一段即系少少花边新闻，快啲琴日啫啦，即系话原来即系喺你同李显龙嘅，即系阿秋同阿李显龙工作唔宴就意外就俾新加坡嗰边整一个生日蛋糕提前帮佢庆生，咁啊，秋就好开心啊，吹熄蜡烛就称李显龙系我嘅好朋友，
哇！
咁呢啲真係佢好典型佢嘅風格嚟㗎喇。係
呀係呀。
當然即係生意人都有好多種啦，如果你同北非特傾生意嘅話未必會即係隨便
咁。咁李總理確係醒目啦。即係因為之前俄國嘅總統普京亦都係非常感謝習近平私下幫佢慶祝生日嘅，兩個仲係飲伏特加同埋切香腸嘅。咁呢個咧就係李英龍啦，即係偷到師阿 Trump 嘅生日未到就已經係先整定個生日蛋糕，唔通同佢係預祝生日？咁呢啲都係啲極之優雅同埋係審時度勢嘅行為，都可以見到佢係有呢、這個 啊，其实比起佢嘅爸爸即系李光耀先生咧，系更进一步嘅，即系喺呢啲技巧上面啦。即系李光耀就系稳重同埋系深厚啦。咁佢个仔睇上嚟就系啲技巧同埋系醒目嘅人，都算系得其真传，而且再进一步。我都要讲翻啲新加坡好说话先得嘅，因为今次新加坡应该出咗好大嘅力，先至可以争取到。真的用中共嗰句说话争取啦，争取到呢、這个特朗普同埋金正恩同埋我哋唔好忘记文在人都喺度嘅。不过就系当然真正嘅角色系特朗普同金正恩啊，文在人只系去系接受呢个胜利成果嘅啫。咁就系、是、
咁。琴日孔岳峰嗰篇文章就不忘去调侃啊，习近平啦，就话佢一两年前就以为即系扣押咗喺香港扣押咗几部装甲文明车就可以逼到佢低头呢样。即系而家睇落去系非常之戆居嘅事咯。
讲翻啲旧账啦，以前咧香港系行使咗特区政府九七以来最威武嘅一件事，就系、是、新加坡就系唔再借呢个香港作为新加坡运送武器去台湾训练嘅一个中转基地。咁就有一啲新加坡嘅都证实咗新加坡噶啦，嗰啲装甲车
系啊。是装甲波，但新加坡自己生产的添，仲
系即系
当然佢系同一啲即系外国嘅军火企业即系合作研发嘅咯。
咁就中途系运去台湾做训练，咁中间又送翻新加坡。咁过去喺殖民政府一路去到董建华啊、梁振英都系冇事嘅。
曾荫权咯，我觉得梁振英早段啦，
都系冇事，但系就去到咁啱嗰啲系咪梁振英做
中国做梁振英时代嚟嘅，
梁振英做特首嘅时代，咁就扣押咗新加坡嘅装甲车，跟住就应该冇俾翻佢嘅，定系
最后都还翻嘅，最后还翻，最后还翻，最后低调还翻啦。
但系都系为难咗佢一排。咁过去呢、這个新加坡喺台湾做军事训练，呢、這个亦都系一个公开嘢啦。
新加坡立国以嚟嘅，即系空军翻中华民国嗰度合作开嘅咯。
因为以前佢空军系唔可以飞过马来亚嘅领海啊嘛，领空啊嘛。咁另外就佢始终要去一啲另外一啲气候嘅地方训练噶，唔可以成日喺马六甲海峡呢个热鬼死嘅地方。
亦都系，因为个航空交通几繁忙嘅地方嚟噶，
很危险嘅呢个。就飞去台湾，台湾就可以喺嗰边有太平洋区咁，任你点飞都冇所谓。咁飞过共区梗系危险啦，飞过共区都可以嘅，可以试探啊，即刻睇到中共嘅反应咁。可能冇反应嘅多数，咁就系、是、空军系咁样，但系陆军都
有派人，都有派嗰、那个叫星光演习啊，即系每年例行嘅演习嚟噶啦。
咁呢个亦都显示喺冷战时期，台湾即系中华民国在台湾嘅角色啦，即系都系协助美日嘅联防演习，咁另外就系协助新加坡嘅一啲嘅军事训练，即系佢嗰边嘅国军嘅训练。咁
当时中共嘅目的就希望即系逼到新加坡取消呢个年度演习啦。但系人哋个军队草创嗰阵，即系呢个计划，而家可能个军事价值就冇以前咁大，但系其实佢系对佢当初草创建军系有好大嘅功劳啊嘛。即系嗰个历史意义太重大咯。即系咁样做系于理不合咯。其实你夹硬逼佢取消，其实系唔合理的。亦都系，但系根本系，即系亦都系一种，即系根本系佢成，即系中共成日讲嗰啲咩白霸权主义咧，你以根本摆明系以大欺小啦。
系啊，以大欺小，同埋新加坡一个独立城邦嚟讲，佢嘅军队就系象征式嘅国威，同埋系起到一啲阻截嘅功能。
而且礼数上要讲一句，李光耀嗰套威权政治，邓小平一路系想模仿，咁实际上佢系新加坡系你嘅老师嚟嘅。
系啊，
你唔可以因为佢即系一位，即系可能系一个，即系佢家境冇你而家咁富裕，你就喺度代办咗，咁系好无礼事。
讲翻呢个新加坡孔城最大赢家嗰、那个，即系地区上啊，或者小赢家，大赢家当然系美国同金正恩同埋南韩嘅文在寅总统啦。文在寅总统都喺和平斡旋嗰度系用咗好大嘅努力噶，即系我哋成日觉得佢系左交乜，实际上佢系极之努力同北韩嘅官方系会谈，同埋系摸底嘅。咁讲翻新加坡咧，就系琴日咧就系 金仔可能是冇乜去過熱帶地方，或者冇乜係直接係用自己嘅外交護照係去啊，即係本國嘅外交護照係去、去外國訪問，咁所以即同埋係公開去露面啦，即係唔需要再係靠呢個形象大使，即係新加坡嗰邊有一個北韓嘅不願意嘅形象大使啊，幫佢宣傳嘅，即係嗰個假金將軍啊，有時都嚟過香港嘅元宵嘅啫，元宵市場啫，特朗普都係，咁咧就係今次就係金正恩現真身就去新加坡嗰啲夜市啊，四圍流連，同埋係同一啲人係影 selfie 嘅啫，影呢個。
哦，嗰個係新加坡外長嚟嘅，
係啊，都算係咁啦。咁呢個係令到新加坡咧係將會成為一個，即係首先係成為一個係亞洲嘅中立區啦。係除咗金融城市、商貿城市同埋工業城市之外，亦都擔任咗外交一啲 tough diplomacy， 即係啲艱難嘅外交一個會面嘅地方，就顯示佢係面面俱到，可以接待到係共產國家同埋自由世界嘅首腦喺度見面。咁此外就係佢哋兩個。即係特朗普同埋金正恩都係前兩日就到咗新加坡，同埋係略作呢個民間嘅探訪嘅。咁呢個亦都係有助新加坡提升，好粗俗嚟講係提升佢旅遊啦。即係啲人會有啲瀝沙海南雞飯啊，即係椰汁飯啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢，或者新加坡 Airline 嗰啲小姐特別靚嘅制服啊，咁嗰啲都係顯示係今次嘅喺國家實力、國家的、地位的肯定，即係一個中立國同埋一個比敵對，即係特別係可以真正係服務到自由世界的龍頭大哥美國達成佢嘅 Mission Impossible 的地方啦。咁之外就係一啲少少嘅旅遊收益啦。啊，嗰啲係民間嘢，就嗰啲係比較次要，但係重要嘅係奠定咗新加坡嗰、那個喺國際斡旋同埋一啲艱難談判嘅地方，而如果雙方都係非常 happy 同埋非常 safe、非常安全咁離開，而有好喜悦嘅談判結果公布嘅話咧，就新加坡今次就立下咗個好大嘅功勞，同埋建立咗好好嘅國家形象。咁呢個係會一部分係會取代香港喺即係國際商國際見面中立同埋係呢個係甚至係一部分嘅金融嘅工作，好啊，好啊，休息一陣。